If you've been lucky enough to catch both the Warriors-Celtics game on Saturday night and last night's Warriors-76ers game, boy, you see that Steph Curry is still so fun to watch. Last night, Steph Curry became the first player in NBA history 33 years or older to score 30 or more points in 11 straight games. I know this isn't sports business, but I had to bring it up. What a run. It's been fun to watch. This is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, April 20th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody is doing well today. Let's start with the story that everyone has been talking about since Sunday afternoon, the proposed Super League. Here's what you need to know as of this morning. First, we heard the initial comments from the leaders of the Super League, as Chairman Florentino Perez, who was also president of Real Madrid, said plans to form the new elite league are designed to save soccer. He claimed that change is necessary because young people are no longer interested in the sport. Those were among some of his interesting talking points, which also included his comment saying, quote, audiences are decreasing and rights are decreasing and something had to be done, end quote. He also said, quote, young people are no longer interested in football. Why not? Because there are a lot of poor quality games and they are not interested. They have other platforms on which to distract themselves, end quote. So you see where Perez is going with this. He's looking at the latest trends in consumption. He's also alluding to the quality of games between the super teams and the less elite teams. So I would expect to see those talking points continue from other Super League executives. Meanwhile, FIFA president Gianni Infantino warned that clubs involved in the Super League would face consequences, and UEFA president Alexander Seferin said that club owners, particularly those in the Premier League, could still pull back on their plans. He said, quote, there's still time to change your mind. Everybody makes mistakes, end quote. European soccer fans are also upset at JP Morgan Chase for backing the Super League. JP Morgan Chase was trending on Twitter yesterday after it was reported that the Super League is being underwritten by more than $4 billion in financing from JP Morgan Chase. The bank's role has made it a target for some criticism from soccer fans, particularly in Europe. I'll just say I can't overplay the significance of this story. It has all the underpinnings of a fantastic sports business story. There's the intrigue of secret board meetings. There are major commercial implications. There are sports moguls looking to capture, of course, more revenue, but also global dominance. There are major government and political opposition forces. And of course, it has the U.S. angle because the Glazer family owns Manchester United. Stan Kroenke owns Arsenal. John Henry and Tom Werner own Liverpool. So it's got it all. But it certainly comes down to one thing, money. And one has to think there would be a very competitive marketplace if the Super League ever gets to the point where it's selling sponsorship and media rights. So this is one story we will continue to be all over on the Morning Buzzcast. Let's shift to some other news today. I have certainly noticed a nice energy to the start of Major League Baseball season. I'm not sure if you have, but you have the Dodgers' strong start. You had the compelling Padres-Dodgers series over the weekend that got a lot of buzz. You have the New York Mets in first place. You have the Red Sox in first place. And you have the Yankees in last place. While the fans seem to be watching these storylines, MLB stated yesterday that fans are streaming more content than ever during the first month of the season. MLB said that live games on its MLB.tv service for the first 18 days of the season was up 12% from the first 18 days of last season and up 43% compared to the same time frame for the 2019 season. Now, it's not surprising because it speaks to the trends of more people streaming content, of course, but we have to see how these numbers translate to other metrics for baseball. But all in all, it's an early good indicator for Major League Baseball, and I'm not surprised they're touting him. So we'll continue to watch MLB's metrics as the season progresses. Shifting to some other news, The Information is reporting that Peter Chernin's The Action Network, which of course is a news and data source for sports betting, has retained Moelis & Company to explore a potential sale. Now, The Action Network has been rumored to be an acquisition target of a number of potential sports betting operators. The Action Network was mentioned last week as a potential target specifically for DraftKings. So The Action Network could be in play. You want to keep your eye on that. ESPN is reporting today that Kobe Bryant's five-year post-retirement endorsement extension with Nike has expired, and that Vanessa Bryant and the Kobe Bryant estate has decided not to renew the partnership. ESPN cited sources that the Bryant estate had grown frustrated with Nike limiting the availability of Kobe Bryant products during his retirement and after his death last year. There was frustration with the lack of availability of Kobe Bryant footwear in kid sizes, also according to sources. So the Kobe Bryant estate can now enter into negotiations with outside brands to form a new partnership after they have ended their partnership with Nike. And we'll end the Morning Buzzcast, as we often do, about people. Broadcasting agent Gideon Cohen has left the Montag Group, and he has joined Excel Sports Management. Right out of college in 2000, Gideon Cohen joined Steve Hertz and his IF Management. And then in 2017, IF Management merged with the Montag Group, and Gideon Cohen and Steve Hertz joined the Montag Group. So now Gideon Cohen brings more broadcast talent representation to Excel. It was not clear as of press time yesterday what broadcasting clients Gideon Cohen will take with him from the Montag Group to Excel. Gideon Cohen was an SBJ 40 under 40 honoree in 2019. So he's leaving the Montag Group and joining Excel Sports Management. And finally, your recommended reading this week. In the New Yorker, Connie Brook profiles Endeavor CEO Ari Emanuel, and it is a fascinating read. It previews the company's next attempt at an IPO. It also looks in detail at Ari Emanuel's drive and ambition. Like I said, it's a very extensive read. Connie Brook ends it by writing of Ari Emanuel, quote, "He has a new house, new allies, and another chance at an IPO. He seems confident that he will prevail, as he has before, through dogged insistence," end quote. So that's from the New Yorker profile of Endeavor CEO Ari Emanuel, which I recommend you print out and you read at your leisure. It is well worth your time. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, April 20th. Again, I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll talk to you tomorrow.